This is episode 2098 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day three of our series we're exploring on the Yamas, the ancient wisdom from the sage Patanjali, who is reported to have written the Yoga Sutras. Within this classic book, which is really a guide on how to live your life according to yoga and meditation philosophy, you discover the yamas and the niyamas. We're beginning with the yamas and the first yama, which many consider to be the most important one, is nonviolence. And this has to do not only with actions, but also with your thoughts and your words, releasing harmful thoughts, words, and actions. And I want to share that I honor you for being here right now, for showing up for yourself day in and day out as you give yourself permission to slow down. If you're just joining us, you are in the right place. Every week I introduce a series with a theme we explore in depth all week long. This way you're able to begin to develop the qualities that you're working so hard to gain as you meditate. There's a lot going on in the world right now, so distraction, overwhelm, stress, uncertainty, and tension are at an all-time high. So one of the best things you could be doing for yourself is right here where you are, beginning to meditate. I always start an episode with insight because this is a way to learn about the rich tradition of yoga and meditation, but also it allows you to transition from whatever you were doing before you came here to listen to this episode to begin to relax your mind and body and to focus on stillness. That way, when you sit down to do the meditation technique I'll be sharing with you, it's a breathing technique today, you'll have a calmer mind and body than you would if you just clicked play and instantly were guided through a meditation technique. So I have a Sip and Om meditation app that you can explore if you want full half-hour guided meditations. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free. You get a meditation journal. So this week, a loving kindness journal and a loving kindness guide with the different techniques for you there on the guide. I'm also on the Instagram and Facebook social media sites where I always share the day's meditation technique there in case you're wondering what it was again or how to do it. So today, I want to share with you, as we continue with the journey of loving kindness, that I received some questions in our private Facebook group, which, by the way, is another way you can connect with other meditators. It's a free private Facebook group called the Daily Meditation Podcast Facebook group. Well, there I noticed recently two messages from people in the group who were saying that meditation just doesn't work for them. They sometimes even feel worse from meditating. And these are people who are new to meditation. And I remember experiencing the same situation. You might be new and wondering what's going on with meditation because you might not feel that great every time you sit down to meditate. This has to do with our theme this week of the yamas. When you sit down to meditate, whatever you've been experiencing or feeling is what you bring to your cushion or your chair, wherever you meditate. So just as I mentioned that I like to share something uplifting with you before I guide you in a technique, That's to help focus your thoughts in an uplifting way. If you're sitting down to meditate and you're frustrated, you've been tense, you're feeling depressed or worried, without releasing that energy, or at least calming down these thoughts, ahimsa, these negative thoughts, this is what you'll take with you. So you can even deepen that experience of negativity when you meditate, if you don't release it first, at least if you don't soften it. So that's why the meditation techniques are so valuable, and I share a different one every day. Tuesdays, it's always a breathing technique. So that's what you'll be guided through today. So when you think about your time meditating, maybe think about how you can get yourself primed. Can you begin to play soft music, maybe an hour or so before you know you're going to sit down? Can you begin to calm down and not have upsetting conversations or check the news or even messages? Can you begin to do some yoga and stretching? That's what yoga was created for. Yoga was created for meditation. It was created to calm your body so that your mind could also be calm as you meditate in stillness. So think about how you want to feel when you meditate and cultivate that feeling. And don't think of it as, I'm sitting here, nothing's happening. Because if that is what you expect, that's likely not what you're going to get. Meditation is about giving. And one of the best ways to cultivate loving kindness and to release the qualities of nonviolence, not harming others, of the first yama, is to give. That's why your challenge this week is loving kindness, to share it in three ways with yourself. Think right now of one loving kindness thought you can give yourself right now. Feel yourself begin to soften. Now think of someone to send loving kindness to and send it to that person right now. You may even feel a little resistance. That's okay, you're practicing. You're going to get better and better at this. Every day, practice this all week long. Do you begin to notice yourself open up and relax a little bit? Now, send loving kindness to the world. This may be easiest of all because you're more detached from the world, everything, all the different people in it, all the different places. It's harder the closer we are to something, especially ourselves, to share loving kindness. So send out loving kindness to the world right now. This is a way you could prime yourself before you sit down to meditate. You could do this easily. Send loving kindness to yourself, to someone, and to the world. Maybe as you're doing errands or cleaning, do this at least once a day. Now, as you're mind and body are calmer, as you're settled down with a straight spine, close your eyes and notice your breath. As you inhale, send out loving kindness to someone. Give it away. Send out loving kindness. As you exhale, release tension. Do this breathing technique a few more times, and then allow yourself to sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable meditating. You are so worth slowing down for.